Untold Stories. I'm Vicki Barker.
16 candles.
Cue spangled lights and sweaty teenagers slow dancing at their high school prom. It is a time-honored American ritual with its own attendant joys and horrors, memorialized in the film Pretty in Pink.
I have this girlfriend who didn't go to hers, and every once in a while she gets this really terrible feeling, you know, like something is missing. She checks her purse, she checks her keys, she counts her kids, she goes crazy, and then she realizes that nothing is missing. She decided it was side effects from skipping the prom.
That's fine.
Okay.
You could pay so much every week.
Well, now the high school prom has been exported to Britain. Jewel, of the aptly named Jewel's Prom Shop, says nearly half her teenaged customers are girls out shopping for prom night.
They started up a couple of years ago, but they're going from strength to strength. They're very excited about them, and it's taken off really well in this country now.
Pretty impressive for a nation which technically doesn't even have high schools. For the vast majority of teenagers who will not go on to college, school days end when they're 16. And Jewel says these girls want to go out in a cloud of chiffon, gauze, and décolletage.
They want to be really blingy now. We're talking about the 15, 16-year-old girls, you know, finishing school. You know, the bigger, the better. Last year, the fashions were pretty similar. Corsetti, sort of long-skirted prom dresses. The difference is this year they've gone puffier and bigger.
And that's just the dresses.
Hair, makeup, nails. Saint-Tropez town.
15-year-old Carla ticks off the items on her prom to-do list.
£60 for the dress, I'm told. That's what they told me. It's probably more than that. £30 for the shoes, £20 for the hair, £30 for the ticket, and £15 for the fire engine.
Yes, you heard right. The fire engine. London journalist and dad Martin Kellner has seen two of his three solidly middle-class, college-bound daughters go through prom night, and he has the bills to show for it. The fire engine stood in when Kellner's daughter realized all the local limos had already been booked. Now, other U.S. cultural icons have failed to thrive in British soil. So why have British teens embraced the prom? Stacey Abbott is a lecturer in film at London's Roehampton University.
The prom is such a big part of most teen films. It's kind of a key element of the narrative and usually the climax of the narrative. So I can imagine young British girls and boys getting very excited about the idea of this very romantic night out.
But Martin Kellner senses a prom backlash underway.
I think there's a trend, actually, for some of the cooler kids not to go for it. You know, the readers in the class. Martha, my 16-year-old daughter, who's most recently had a prom, she tells me that some of the kids who, perhaps some of the goths, some of the kids who are into the sort of cooler music and everything, thought, well, no, it's not for us.
But I don't know. Teens on both sides of the Atlantic are bombarded from childhood now with images of emotionless sex and emotional violence, of war and impending environmental catastrophe. How comforting, then, to slide into a pink frilly dress or struggle into a too tight tuxedo and just for a few hours to escape into an innocence as fragile and fleeting as a summer moonbeam. Untold Stories. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.